In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Two people are dead following a shooting at the South Beach Pier in South Haven on Friday. The South Haven Police Department says officers were sent to the scene around 2:15 p.m. when several calls came in from the public. Police secured the area and found three people shot. Two of them were deceased, including the shooter, 19-year-old Aiden Ingalls of Bangor. A third person was airlifted to a hospital in Kalamazoo. The police department says the motive is unknown at this time, and it's suspected that the shooting may have been random. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to contact the South Haven Police Department. The department is also looking to speak with witnesses. Ingalls attended Paw Paw High School and planned an attack on the school when he was 15 back in 2018. A Michigan State Police captain from Stevensville wants to be Michigan's next governor. 56-year-old Captain Mike Brown, who currently heads the MSP Southwest Michigan District, is seeking the Republican nomination for governor to challenge Governor Whitmer in the 2022 election. Why does he want the job?
I want to be governor because I have the right type of leadership to offer this state, to bring the state forward. And I've seen the total incompetence of this current administration over the last year and a half in a variety of areas. And we need a leader that respects all citizens and their livelihoods and is going to be right on all the issues for Michigan. So I'm that candidate.
Recently retired Detroit Police Chief James Craig has formed what he calls an exploratory committee for a possible governor's run, and he said he expects to make the announcement after Labor Day. 10 others have also indicated that they are running for the Republican nomination. Brown's campaign says he and his wife, Lori, live in Stevensville. South Haven Public Schools has announced it will require masks for those who enter its school buildings when the new academic year begins in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Board of Education voted last week to follow back-to-school guidelines that includes the mask rule. Superintendent Kevin Schooley told the Herald Palladium his goal is to keep kids going to school 5 days a week safely, and a way to help that happen is by taking precautions like using masks. With Van Buren County, along with Berrien and Cass counties, in the high transmission category for COVID, it is the recommendation of health officials that masks be worn by all individuals in indoor public settings in those areas. The new school year for South Haven starts on August 30th. One person has died in a crash into the water in Saugatuck. The Allegan County Sheriff's Office says a deputy arrived to the area near Lucy Street shortly before 3 a.m. on Saturday and found the vehicle in the water. The passenger had been yelling that the driver was trapped in the vehicle. The passenger was released from the scene unhurt, but the driver was pronounced dead after being removed from the vehicle by the deputy. No names have been released. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.